This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors to give you a break from all the hurricane coverage that you've been seeing for the last, 72 hours, Robin? Something like that, straight?
Yeah. Probably longer than that, actually.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? But we're here to talk about fishing and hunting. Hunting season cracked loose this past week with the first day of dove and early goose season on September 1st, Friday a week ago, and then on Saturday, squirrel season came in. And then this week, again, more dove hunting, more goose hunting. And archery season opened yesterday all across Maryland in everywhere. And we've seen some nice pictures so far. We've seen a few nice sycadeer get taken in Dorchester County. We haven't gotten a lot of pictures from our readers yet, but, you know, they're gonna see them. And I went last night. Robin and I drove to Frederick.
Yesterday morning.
Got a room. Met up with Laura yesterday afternoon. Laura and I spent from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock, 6 hours in the tree stand yesterday. And we had a little front come through in the middle of the afternoon. The deer were moving on the front. And they moved for probably 2 hours, from 2 to 4. And then they just kind of stopped for about an hour and a half. And the last hour of daylight, we were covered up with deer. We saw 63 deer altogether yesterday. Granted, a handful of those could have been the same deer that we saw, you know, one place or another. A handful. But I would say we saw at least 50 different deer, if not more. 18 bucks. Out of 63, a lot of does, a lot of fawns, a lot of yearlings, and yearling does as well. So we couldn't tell what the fawns were per se, but we knew there were a number of healthy does in the area. We saw more spikes in 3 points and 4 points than anything. We did see a couple nice bucks, but nothing came close enough for us to even draw the bow on. The closest deer we had was probably 40 to 45 yards out in the field. In the evening, right before we left, we were watching 3, then 9, then 15, then right before we had to call it a night, there were 24 deer in the field. Yeah, within 150 yards, but nothing within 20 yards. Had one doe come walking by about 30, 35, but it was just too much. So, it was a very, very entertaining day. Of course, the fun part about it was texting Robin back and forth, you know, who was gallivanting about in Frederick doing her own.
I was hunting.
Yes, I was going to say doing your own brand of hunting. Bargain hunting. How'd you make out with that?
I did real good.
Mm-hmm.
I never make it out of a craft store for under 50 bucks.
Oh, I know. I know. Or a jewelry store. Or a candy store. Or don't throw that at me. So Miss Robin's here with us again this morning.
Oh, yeah.
We stayed in Frederick last night, drove down this morning. Not one deer on 70.
Nope.
Saw two foxes on Marriottsville Road out near the end, you know, near the end where it hits 40. But that was it. That was all the wildlife this morning. That's probably about all I could take this morning. If we'd had If we'd had a deer come by, it might have been a little interesting.
Yeah, we're exhausted.
I'm exhausted. Yeah, I know you're tired as well. But, well, you didn't get any sleep last night for something.
I only got an hour and a half.
I know. You're like I am. You can't sleep like a first night in a hotel or a motel. You can't sleep. I just have a terrible time sleeping.
You didn't have any problem last night?
No, well, I was exhausted. I mean, when we get like 4 hours, maybe. But anyway, that being said, it was a fun day yesterday. Laura is a hoot to be in a tree stand with. And Laura's my adopted daughter. So we're just having we just had a great time. And saw no other wildlife other than some birds. I did see a bird I'd never seen before. And Laura said it's some oriental thing. Of course, she goes to the wild side, you know, to the nth degree. But I'm pretty sure it was an American. It was, but I'm pretty sure it was an American redstart. I'd never seen one of those before. Saw towhee. How do you say it? Towhee. Saw catbirds. Saw cardinals. Saw, don't know if it was a thrush, a thrasher. You know, it wasn't a hermit thrush. It was, or a wood thrush. It was too big for a thrush. I think it was some kind of thrasher. You know, we saw that. We saw a brown creeper, nuthatch. Only one squirrel, I think. Saw a hawk. We did. Saw an osprey go over the plane, not the bird. right over top of us. It was pretty amazing, you know, military osprey. They're a pretty cool-looking plane. So, anyway, look at this. The email's lighting up. The phones are not. Our phone number is 410-WCBM680. If you're headed out today or if you went out last night, let us know. There is our buddy Cam Cameron. He's listening in Beaumont, Texas. And he is down there helping with Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. And I'm guessing he's probably going to be headed to Florida after this because it does not look good for the sunshine state, doesn't it? Guess what? There's two more behind it.
I knew about the one. I didn't know about another
one. Yeah, there's another one called there's Harvey Irma, which is one we're dealing with.
Right, but then the J one. I thought you meant one after the J.
Yeah. Good morning. I pray you all had a great week. Say hi to Robin. That was John B.
Morning, John.
Just checking the email here. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors, if you want to hit the email address. There's Cam. Hey, you can put that on the air if you want. Well, I just did there, Cameron. Thank you for permission to put your helping efforts with the Natural Resources Police down there. And
I think it's awesome. I mean, the amount of humanitarianism and
in our
fellowship that everybody's getting together, it's really great.
Exactly. Ross Edwards is sending me hurricane warnings for not only Irma, but Jose. That's the next one. Mm-hmm. Already Category 4 heading the almost same direction as Irma. Mm. I'm having a snack with my here. I had good Chinese students.
That was amazing last night.
It was very good. Mm-hmm. This is a jamwich. Have you ever heard of a jamwich?
No, I have not.
Peanut butter and jelly. They pressed the edges of the bread down with the peanut butter and jelly in the middle and took the crust off. Favorite
very
way to
cool.
eat them. Excellent. Coffee's good. Sheets coffee. Went to Sheets this morning. They had no French roast. They had no Sumatra roast, the dark roast. They had drained the pots, getting ready to redo them. And I said, what's going on with this? So, you know, you got all the dark roast shut down. Do you usually get a dark roast? I said, yeah. Well, I said, okay, if you can't get the coffee you normally get, it's free.
See, that was something nice this morning.
I think it was a nice thing that happened this morning. So I got a free coffee from Sheets. Because I took the regular, you know, roast, whatever.
It smells good. I don't drink coffee, but it smells really good.
I know. You had the iced tea with some kind of... No, you had the hot chocolate with some kind of
pumpkin spice.
Oh, gross. Hey, Steve, how you doing this morning?
Hey, quick update. They just let everybody know they updated that Hurricane Jose is track to turn off to the north.
Okay.
And head up into the Atlantic, so it's not a threat right now.
Not a threat to Florida.
I'll give you a heads up.
Yeah.
Not a threat to the United States right now.
Oh, right now. Okay,
awesome.
Great. Well, that's good. I mean, it's out there, but I mean, if look, I wouldn't want to be vacationing on any of those islands in the Caribbean right now. Sorry.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. There's Steve, apparently from the Weather Channel. So, all good. All good. So we got all this hunting season going on. We got good crabbing out there. I mean, getting a little better. We got good fishing. We had a call from the other day from one of the listeners, Chris, and he wanted me to give him the details on, you know, how to troll. And I referred him to one of our advertisers. That would be Fishbones, who actually has a chart on how to troll for striped bass. And I guess he called and talked to Bud and got a picture from him yesterday that they had done well. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Chuck Spore. Chuck, why do I keep saying people's names? What, when you're getting a text from Chuck?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a text from Chuck?
Yep.
What's going on with this?
We're buds.
Hey, wait a minute. Robin, this social media thing just makes me crazy, okay? Laura and I took a selfie in the tree stand yesterday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, we'd just gotten in, and we're sending it to Robin to say, hey, look, we're safe, everything's
uh-huh.
good.
We're excited. We're glad to
yeah,
be here.
Yeah, she says, I'm going to put that on Facebook. All right, you know. So she put it on Facebook, and she gets a post from our buddy Chuck and says, Robin, baby, you're invited into my ground blind tomorrow morning, honey. And I'm like, hey, yeah, okay.
So,
after a while, you know, Laura's like, oh, look, Chuck. I mean, Laura's checking her Facebook while we're in the trees. I mean, this is incredible to me. So I'm looking for deer. She's looking online. So she goes, oh, Chuck commented on Robin's post. I'm like, what did he say? And she held her phone over and I went, ah, okay. So we had a couple deer go by, and one or two nice ones. And I said, so I texted Chuck. I said, we just had some deer go by. You know, there was a shooter in the bunch and blah, 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 and on I went. And I said, stop hitting on my fiance.
Chuck's my bud. You leave him alone.
He's a good guy. Camo Preacher, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Alan?
Having a good time this morning. How about you?
Having a really good time this morning.
Good.
An awesome day yesterday.
Wasn't it, though?
It was. You know, there was a big full moon. I left my house at a little after 3 a.m.
Wow.
And I only have one hunting spot these days up in Green Spring. That's as close as I'll get to.
Wow.
And but I was up in my ladder stand early and just waited for everything to settle. And, I mean, it was just awesome. I jumped a fox going in, saw rabbits, saw squirrels, blue finches, heard an eagle. I didn't get to see him, but there was an eagle screeching around in the area.
That's cool.
Tons of deer. And I actually met one family. I couldn't get a shot because of some of the underbrush and everything, but it was just awesome.
You met a family out in the woods? What was
yeah,
that all about?
Well, it was there was the mama, there was Spike Jr., and there was Dot and Spot. They still had their spots on them.
Dot and Spot, huh?
I love that.
Now, Spot actually came underneath my deer stand and hung around with me for about a half hour.
Those guys can do that from time to time. Those little fawns, you know, they have no fear of anything.
No, they don't. I was hoping Mama would show up, but it was still cool. And then I met Frank and Spike.
Frank and Spike.
Yeah, what a weird deer. He had a weird kind of a gray color, two big long spikes coming out. He was actually about 2.5, maybe 3 years old.
Right.
And he looked like he had a black mohawk. I'm not kidding. I had never seen anything
that's interesting.
Like that.
That's
really neat.
It was. That's why I named him Frankenspike.
Yeah,
really
wow.
Crazy looking.
Black mohawk. Wow, that's
but
cool.
It was an awesome day.
Yes.
You know, the weather was perfect.
Everything was it was really gorgeous nice. Out there. You're right. You're absolutely right.
A chance to see some, sure, to make you smile.
Hey, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Bucks, bears, and stags.
Yes.
Hit the website. Fill out the interactive form if you want to become a scorer.
I sent one in to you. I filled it out, and I actually emailed it to the person that it said to email it to.
When did you do that?
Actually, the day after you launched the site.
It didn't make it.
I'll do it again.
Okay. Well, the form is now interactive.
Okay.
So when you get to the bottom of the form, you hit submit, and it automatically sends it to the email, and somebody will get back to you.
Right.
I mean, I know you did apply. I think I saw that some come in somewhere.
Well, I think what I had to do is download it, fill it out, and then...
Exactly. And that, yeah, okay. And that came in, and you copied me on it. I get that.
Okay.
But now you can go right to that and redo that. And our coordinator for scorers, Bobby Newton III, he's able to open that email, and he or I will get back to you on that.
Excellent. I will do that. Today I'm heading out to Baltimore County, getting my certification in tree stand safety.
So. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So it's going to be a good day today, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not out in the woods. I got something I got to do.
Gotcha. All right, buddy.
Have a great one out there.
Have a great day.
Congratulations again on December.
Thank you.
You got it. Thanks a lot. December 16th. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're not going to let me take the muzzleloader to Deep Creek on our honeymoon, are you?
You can do whatever you want.
Or the bow.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm just thinking. I mean, oh.
Every time you go hunting,
Laura,
I get the shot.
Laura got it. Yeah, I know. Let me think about that. Let me think about that. Anyway, Laura got a bear tag. I didn't this year. I didn't expect to, actually. About every 5 years, I'm pretty fortunate on that. But I took my Maryland bear 2 years ago, so I'm happy with where I'm at on that. But Laura got a bear tag, so we're looking for some place to hunt bears. Love to get to Frederick County because never bear hunted in Frederick County. And plenty of bears there from what I'm hearing from the DNR folks, so that's good. Coming up in the next hour is Dr. Joseph Love, who's been with us before. How would you like to be known as Joe Love has a PhD. Okay, he's with Fishing and Boating Services, specializes in black bass. Robin, I know,
Don't go there.
What? You wouldn't want to meet somebody named Dr. Love?
I knew you were going
I can't imagine introducing yourself. Hi, I'm Dr. Love. You know, Joe will be here, and we'll kid him about that again, as always. So we don't want to wear it out, but it's just fun to do. But right now, it's time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, Eastern Shore is just, there's plenty of nice bucks down there, plenty of them. And it's time for us to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located at exit 39B, Dominion Road. That's on Kent Island. And they have got a ton of archery gear. They carry about six different brands of crossbows. They have the new Raven crossbow. They specialize in the Matthews solo cam bows. And a lot of stuff is still on sale, left over from their tent sale. And you know, dove season, of course, is here. They've got specials on cases of dove loads. And it's just getting started, So they're doing that, and they're getting ready for muzzleloader season next, and, you know, the fall fishing is in full swing, and crabbing, they've got everything for crabbing as well. So why not stop by and check them out at Chesapeake Outdoors? I know Captain Don stopped by there last week. He went for a ride to get coffee and wound up at Chesapeake Outdoors.
That's the best thing to do.
Go to the Eastern Shore, enjoy it. Yeah, you go early in the morning. You don't have all that traffic. Of course, he went down there last weekend, Labor Day weekend, didn't have a bit of trouble getting across the bridge, which was
awesome.
Which was pretty cool. So anyway, 604-2500, 410-604-2500. If you want to check and see if they have your favorite product in stock, or just stop by the Dominion Road, exit 39B. You'll see their sign right along the road. Just get off on the exit for Chesapeake Outdoors. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Line X. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Line X. By the way, folks, both Jack Carver at Catonsville Line X there in Security Boulevard, just off Security Boulevard, and Bobby down at Bay Line X in Glen Burnie asked me to remind you that Line X Nationwide is having a promotion. If you actually get your bed sprayed this month, they will donate money to where? Danny Thomas's
hospital,
St. Jude's. Yes, a portion of the proceeds will go to St. Jude's to help help the kids. So it's great. It's a great thing for Linux to be doing, and you know, we just wanted to give a little extra special attention to that. So stop by Catonsville Linux or Bay Linux and get your Linux truck bed sprayed this month. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPN.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working guns. Keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on. We might as well give up and run.
God and guns. There used to be a saying out there that said, God, guns, and guts is what made this country. And that's true. I believe that with all my heart. And if you got a better idea, that's fine. We got an email from a lady, Dawn, out in Western Maryland. And she said she listens to the show every weekend. She learns about the bear and deer population. And the bear population in Western Maryland in 2006, they did the first population study. Let me tell you how they did that. They took, I think, 100 sites somewhere in that ballpark in Allegheny and Garrett County, and they took a stump, let's say a stump, and they put bear bait on the stump out in the woods Okay, and then they surrounded that with an enclosure, a couple of strands of barbed wire. So it was to attract the bears to that site, and when they climbed over the barbed wire, they would leave hair samples. They would take the hair samples, have them analyzed, do them DNA testing, and determine, A, how many bears were hitting the bait, and they only left them out for a certain amount of time, and, you know, the genetic makeup of the bears. We found out that we had a very sustainable black bear population here in those two counties. I think at that point it was, I don't know, 800 bears or something like that. I'd have to go back and look at the records. 5 years later, similar study in Garrett, Allegheny, and Washington County. The weather was so inclemental in Washington County that washed out the entire test. But in Garrett and Allegheny, the success rate was far better, more bears, but they determined that in 5 years, the population had increased by 90%. So we almost doubled our bear population in the western part of Maryland in the last, you know, in those between 2005 and 2011, or 2006 and 2011. Well, they haven't done another study since. There hasn't been enough money in the budget to do one. One was due in 16, but they did not do it. Basically because of the fact that there's enough research out there, there's enough data from the harvest from 2004 through 2016, 12 years, you know, with the bears, how many bears did you sight and that type of thing, and the surveys that were done, that they found out that, you know, the bear population is indeed not only sustainable but growing. In Maryland, last year they expanded the bear season. 2 years ago, 15, I think it was the first day, we had a solid four-day season without a cap. You know, we had to call in every night, and they had to cancel the season if they had reached a number of bears approaching the quota and that type of thing. Last 15, when I killed my bear, was the last season. I don't know. They didn't have a cap then, just a four-day season. So now they've expanded westward, eastward, two counties, Washington and Frederick County. And again, it's a four-day season. They keep issuing more permits, 750 permits, and two sub-permittees on each permit. So you're going to have 2,250 people out there hunting bears and that type of thing. And we still maintain to take, you know, we're still, the numbers are still growing. I think it was 160-some bears last year. So the question is, you know, why do they allow hunters to shoot the cubs? Good question. It's a bear. It's legal to shoot a cub, and they leave that to the hunter's discretion. Have I ever shot a cub? No. I've taken three bears in my life, two in Canada, one in Maryland. Would I shoot a cub? No. We had one point on the farm that I hunted in 15 and in 10, there was a sow in 2010 that had three cubs with her. And the landowner, my sub-permittee, would not shoot that sow, would not shoot the cubs. But another sow came in afterwards. He saw the fifth bear was a dry sow, a sow that had not reproduced it within 2 years, and he took that bear. Okay? So it's up to the discretion of the hunter. It's very hard to judge the size of a black bear. Having hunted them, you know, in the wild like that without any kind of bait or anything like that, and hunted them in Canada where bait is allowed, it's difficult, if you've not done it before, to determine the size of the bear. And that was a concern that Don had written, you know, why they let them hunt, you know, shoot the cubs. Isn't there a weight? Well, at one time in Pennsylvania, it was illegal to kill a cub. And they just said, you know, our bear population's growing so fast that we have got to take control and let it up to the hunter's discretion. And, you know, I understand. The guy's never seen a bear before, and he sees a bear, and he's all excited, and he takes a shot, and, you know, he goes up, and it's a 60, 70, 80-pound cub. Okay, I get that. You can, you know, it's a personal choice. I've had sows and cubs come in. First night in the bear stand, I had a sow in New Brunswick in 2009. I had a sow and two cubs come in, you know, and you just hold your fire. You just use your discretion, and you wait for what you wait for. First day in the stand, I was there for a week, so, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to see another bear, and I did. I took one the next night, but, you know, good question. And I can understand why it's a cause for contention. So, Dawn, I hope that, you know, and it makes me sad, too, that the guys don't have that much discretion. But it's a legal animal, and I don't know what motivates people. So, and then she says, who do you call if you come upon a deer that was hit and is still alive? I don't call anybody. I take care of it myself. And have methodology to do that. You can call any law enforcement officer. They're going to come. They're not going to be happy to put that deer down. And they'll ask any citizen who happens to be armed, especially if it's hunting season, to put that animal down. And Robin, here's one for you. She's in Deep Creek, wants to know when the honeymoon is. So.
We're going to be there for a couple days. But then I think we're going to do our honeymoon with our big trip.
Probably. Probably.
Which will be way up north.
Way up north.
Way up north.
Yeah, I got it. 410 WCBM 680. 410 WCBM 680. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Give us a call. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Want to talk about anything you heard here? Did you get a bear permit? I want to hear from our listeners that actually applied for the bear permit and got one. So, Laura, being my adopted daughter, and that adopted is in quotes, but I'm going to drop the quotes. I mean, she kind of is, so not officially, but
I think so. She's just awesome.
Oh, you ought to get between these two, Laura and Robin. I mean, you know, ping pong ball, Alan. Bam, one hits me from one side. Bam, the other one hits me from the other side.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
We got you covered, huh?
Yeah, you got me covered, all right. You got me covered, so that's all right. I can take it. I'll pull my camo pants up, big boy pants up, and I'll be good. What do you have to say there, Mr. Chris?
Well, by picking on you, they're leaving somebody else alone.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
So you're doing a service.
Yeah, I am. You're exactly right. Thank you.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I said we got to just back each other up. He doesn't always understand the methodology between things that some women need, so we just have to explain it to him a little bit more.
I don't think any guy
ever. Exactly.
Because they change their mind every 5 seconds.
No.
Yeah.
No, every 10 seconds at the most.
I'm not talking to either one of y'all now.
Yes, you will.
Sure you will.
I love him.
Chris, try to find, this was from Camo Preacher the other day, try to find the man song. I don't know if we'll play it, the man song.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't think we'll play it today, but it's amusing if you find it online. I played it for Laura and I played it for
I loved it.
Robin,
okay.
And they thought it was amusing. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's going to hurt the cause of mankind everywhere, but, you know, we did kind of play Throw Another Log on the Fire a couple of weeks ago, so.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's like.
I think we should play it.
Throw Another Log on the Fire?
No.
Hey, Chris,
no,
we'll play
no.
Throw Another. Go ahead. Right?
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Wait,
anytime you want.
I've given you two ideas for songs and then that one. So.
What do you mean two ideas for songs? What?
I text you.
When? Now?
No, about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, 20 minutes ago. Let's see. Oh, Don Williams?
Or Montgomery Gentry.
Montgomery Gentry. That was sad yesterday. Mr. Gentry was killed in a helicopter. Did Don Williams die too?
Mm-hmm, same day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You got anybody? You got anything with Don Williams on there, Chris?
I'll look.
All right.
But you got to pull that man song up.
Yeah, we will. Eventually get it for you.
Yeah. That'll be the one thing y'all are slow at.
We've told our listeners about it. So, you know, some of them are computer literate. They can go online and.
You mean some of them are not? Never mind.
Some of them.
Alan and technology just.
Hey, Robin. Tell you what.
What?
Come back in the office tomorrow and design a flyer for me.
I can't do it.
Exactly.
But I don't freak out.
About what?
Anything with
somebody
technology?
Erasing my last 500 emails? That happened once.
You got them back.
Yeah. Somebody's rescuing us. Thank you.
Somebody call, please.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see what else we got here.
Life is never boring around
us. Not around us. We try not to be. 410 WCBMC. I did give that number a couple of times. So let's see what this caller has to say. Anyway, Dawn, we hope that answered your question.
If you're on we love Deep Creek.
And indeed. If you know, she's listening online, if she's outside the Maryland local area here, the Baltimore area, she can always call if she has a landline, 800-WCBM-680.
Do people still have landlines?
Some do. Some do. Yeah, some do. Hey, did you hear Fran on Coast to Coast?
Yes, I did. Fran, we heard you.
We heard you, Fran, on Coast to Coast.
I'm sitting here listening. I said, guys, stop talking. Listen. And that was Fran.
That was Fran. She's on Coast to Coast. She made the big time. She'll forget about us little people.
Yeah.
I know.
We're done.
What was that all about, Mr. Chris? Let's hear from our offline listeners.
It was Camo Preacher letting me know that he sent you.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. The man song.
Yeah.
So he's letting me know that he wanted to send it to me, which would make things easier for me, which is fantastic. Thank you again. And then I just told him an email address to send it to him. I'll get it in next week.
That's fun. That's cool. All right.
Oh.
Good deal.
Y'all making me wait.
Make you wait. That's right. Well, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to email according to some people, so.
I didn't say that.
It's all good. We can handle it. I think we'll tell the folks about Clyde's Sports Shop right now. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. For crabbing supplies and fishing supplies for fall when the water's starting to cool down a little bit. Fish are getting pretty active. You can get out there and enjoy the time on the bay or the rivers or the lakes or the streams and maybe do some bass fishing or some, you know, some panfish. White perch are pretty good right now. And, you know, have a few batches of fish put in the freezer for wintertime and bring them out and enjoy them when you're, you know, when it's not the season to do so, and you can have a nice fish fry. We love white perch, you know, they're good fish. But crabs too. But they have all that. But, you know, with hunt season being here, we want to remind you that Clyde's is the leading Browning dealer in the state of Maryland and a number of places on the East Coast. They have all the great Browning firearms, the A5 shotgun, the X-Bolt rifle. They have the AB3 high-powered rifle. I wish I would have had one last night. I could have taken a pretty decent buck. But no. I don't do that. I'm sorry. I'm a stickler for the book. You know, it's all by the book. So.
And that is the truth. I mean, some people think, you know, that you are really a stickler for the
Bible. Oh, I am. Legal shooting time was 7:59 last night, and we got down to 9:45 because what's the point? Couldn't make an ethical shot. It was too dark. You know, it's just not light enough inside the woods. Now, we'd been out in the field or something. It might have been possible, but there was no way sitting in where we were that it was ethically, you know, a good shot. So we left, and we did. But anyway, Clyde's has all the Browning firearms, the firearms for home protection and personal protection as well. They can tell you how to get a handgun or a regulated firearm here in the state of Maryland. They've got all that procedure down. So why not stop by? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde's Sports Shop. Been around for 60 years, since 1957. Congratulations on 60 years.
WCBM, Baltimore.
High pressure builds in across the region for us here as we head through our weekend. Couple of nice days if you have some outdoor plans. Mix of clouds and sun today. A light north breeze, unseasonably cool as we top out in the low 70s, about 10 degrees below average. Clear skies, cool tonight near 50. Sunny in low 70s for Sunday. Milder as we head into the start of our business week. Mix of clouds and sun Monday. High temperatures Monday, mid-70s. Cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers on Tuesday, upper 60s. I'm Ken Boone at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. You know, I mentioned earlier, and I'll mention it again, that Linex dealers across the country are partnering with St. Jude. If you buy a Linex bedliner, they donate part of the proceeds. But you can go to the Linex website and make a donation on your own that links you to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, and you can make a donation to end childhood cancer. There's a spot right there where you can make a donation of $25 up to whatever amount you want, and just put it on your credit card. So, you know, Linex folks are doing a great job with that, and they picked a great charity to partner with. So, Jack at Catonsville Linex and Bobby at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. Burnie, invite you to stop by if you got your brand-new pickup truck or even an older truck and want to get that bedliner installed. You can do so, and part of the profits will go to St. Jude. That's it.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCPM.
We got 13 channels of a wrestling coming in strong from our satellites and 200 function remote control. Big screen TV with stereo, football, baseball, NASCAR too. With picture and it's all in view. And if it comes on just a little too late, it'll be three ZRs you can get it on tape. He's a high-tech redneck, legendary, he's Star Trek. He's a bobcat, but he's bucking. He's a high-tech redneck.
Favorite songs, isn't it, Robin? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something about Robin and the remote control for the TV.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
All right. We can get rid of George now. What do you mean nothing?
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Do you remember the line from the NRA summit when Charlton Heston held up a muzzleloader and said, "They can have my gun when they pry my cold, dead fingers from around." Yeah. That's Robin with the remote, just saying.
I was going to be nice to you and tell you you are a lot better at emailing than I am, okay?
Oh, don't worry about it. That's fine. I already know it, so it's no problem.
Oh, my God. I'm done. See y'all later. I'm going to go sit in the car.
Hey, look at that. I'm getting pictures of crabs being netted, and there's already a handful in the bucket from my buddy Fred over there at Aircraft Heating and Cooling.
Oh, I could use some crabs today. It's been about 2 weeks.
It has been about 2 weeks since we've had crabs. Maybe longer than that, maybe three.
I think this week is going
to
happen.
Hey, if we didn't have to go somewhere tomorrow. Morning, friend.
Yes, good morning.
This is George Norrie, and welcome.
I was not going to call you guys today.
No. Why would you?
I'm not going to call, but that thing on Coast to Coast was bugging me all week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, I'm old enough to remember, and they don't remember. But I said, oh, I'm not going to call them today. I'm going to leave them alone. I can't call every Saturday. But then you made this remark, and you said, oh, Fran, I heard her on Coast to Coast today, and she's made the big time, and we're just a little bit. Let me clear the record. This show's number one with me. I don't care who I call, who I get to, because I'm just having fun. But you guys will always be number one. Alan Ellis got me started and hooked into calling and everything else. And that'll always mean the world to me. I got through one time to Michael Savage, but I was guessing because I couldn't hear the show. They have a different time thing. And I tried to guess, and my guy says, that's not the topic he's talking about.
Oh, great. Nice.
But,
yeah.
You know, but no, you guys are number one. Always will be.
Well, thank you, Fran.
But I try to keep, you know, the subjects separate. You know, you guys hunting and fishing. I said, Fran, you got to stop talking about things that have nothing to do with hunting and fishing. Stop
right.
The Facebook stuff. So that's what I do. When I got something about the hunting and the fishing, then I talk to you guys about that.
I got it.
Are you still on Facebook, Fran?
Hmm?
Are you still on Facebook?
I've never been on Facebook.
Okay.
I don't go on Facebook. I don't read it. I'm not on it. Nothing.
Okay. Smart woman. I am forced to be when Rob and I first met, I said to her, you know, look, my private life is private, you know.
Oh, wait a minute.
I remember you saying that on the show.
Private life is private.
There was a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
I know. There was a reason for that. It had nothing to do with your show or your, so just take that back. He was seeing multiple people when we first met.
Who,
and
me?
So his private life was private.
Yeah, it was. Very.
It didn't take me long. I mean, it took me like 2 seconds to catch on. That was really bad.
Well.
But anyway, at that one point, my private life was private. Yeah. And I had a Facebook page, you know, but I never really read it or did anything with it. And, you know, I had the business. The Outdoors and Radio show has like 140 people like the show. I mean, that's nothing in the Facebook world. And Ellis Outdoors has its own page. And Hunting Quarterly. And you know, they all have, I had like five or six Facebook pages, but I don't run them. I don't post to them unless I send it to Laura, who's our social media coordinator, and she takes care of it. And now I've got, seven Facebook pages, something like that?
Oh.
Yeah. But, again,
doesn't do anything with
I
them.
Very rarely visit them. Uh-huh. You know, if somebody says, hey, you need to put a post on, I'll send it to somebody, and it usually gets on. But, anyway, yeah. But now I take a picture of Laura and I in the tree stand, and I send it to Robin, and she says, I'm putting that on Facebook. And, you know, now we got 49 likes, or how many likes do you have now?
I don't know.
It really doesn't matter.
50.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
what?
We're running a business.
Yeah.
Especially with the new business.
Well, the
okay?
people in my world are now on Facebook.
I know.
You know?
But what I'm saying is, well, people in your world are, but with the new business, that is a major deal out there. And our business, I mean, it's just.
Well, I know. I get it for social media on, and even we even had.
I'm sorry.
Nice one. Good job, Chris. Chris just snuck in behind Robin and turned her microphone, and Robin didn't see him coming. So
that was good.
Anyway, but you know the social media thing, Fran. You know, we've got to use it to promote things like the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We have almost 4,000 people follow the coalition. Same way with this new business we're building with the antler scoring and bear skull scoring program. You've got to put it out there, you know.
So, well, you know, Robin, I'm going to tell you something. I had to kind of laugh to myself. Because I remember when I first started listening to the show, he was famous for saying, I keep my private life private, I keep my public life public, and I don't mix the two together. I said, this man must truly be in love. They're telling everything. Where they went, where they slept. Where
yeah, well, guess what? She doesn't know everything.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. A lot more than you used to talk about.
Life's really good right now, and that's what makes it so
much
fun.
That's what it is, yeah.
You know, yeah. when it's good, it's good, and you like sharing that. So.
That's true, because it's rare, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know, I'm blessed.
Most people wish they could find half good.
Exactly. Well, we do get along great, so it's all good. So.
Yeah.
I mean, we goof off on here. We get off on it.
It's fun. It's fun. It's fun to have somebody here to bounce things off of, you know, so... And I hope the callers out there enjoy it. We'll find out.
If they don't, we're in trouble.
Soon enough. So, you know. But, we still try to cover the topics as much as we possibly can.
Right.
If they don't like it, I guess I'm stuck back on the Eastern Shore again.
Exactly.
Yeah, you'd just leave me over there.
I would.
Okay.
Or not wake you when I finally move the show over there. Anyway, Fran, listen, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I had to, because I said,
Fran, it's always good to hear your voice.
We'll be in touch this week. We got to get something set up to get you on the range, okay?
Okay.
But everything's good. Everything's shooting good. I mean, Chuck's got you, you know, pretty much sighted in, ready to go with the crossbow. So we'll talk then soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, dear. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. Okay. Email's been busy this morning. Our buddy John B. is, we've been back and forth here a few times, and it's all good. So, Camo Preacher. Oh, that's, okay, that's Joe. Well, there's the end of the show. We got Joe Love coming up here shortly. He's already online, and we'll be talking to him about bass fishing. We got some interesting stuff, some news on the bass fisher here in Maryland, and I'm going to talk about the fish kill on the Gunpowder River and some other stuff. So if you're listening, want to call in. We know some of the guys concerned with that fish kill have been on the air here in the past. So hopefully they'll be listening too. And bass fishing. We're going to just change track altogether. And, you know, Robin will still be here. Joe Love is going to be with us here shortly. So, hey, look, if you're just getting out there, I know Chuck's getting ready to get serious with the deer out there. He's in the ground blind right now. He's got deer walking all around him, so hopefully we'll hear something here by the end of the hour. If not, good luck, Chuck. So he's going to bear down on that, and we're going to get out of here. So for through the news, get out, stay safe.